الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآلهي. We praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our provider, our sustainer, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Allah wahidu yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sab ki sunta hai. Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. Maula dil ka zang chhuda, qalbe nuri paaye jila, dil ko kar de aina, jisme chamke ye kalma haq la ilaha illallah. آمنا برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We praise his most exalted and celebrated Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in مدينة المنورة, and we send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, after praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for these amazing blessings which he has bestowed upon us, of course we remind our viewers out there with regards to events and regards to the activities we as Muslims should be doing, and reminders are good for Muslims. So inshallah in today's program, since we are going to use this platform for our reformation, and we are going to be speaking about the wonderful words of wisdom by none other than the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Ali كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم. His مبارك أقوال, his blessed sayings and the teachings behind that, inshallah, amazing, amazing words of wisdom by Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه is what we will be discussing, inshallah. We love the Ahlul Bayt, we love the family of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, and therefore inshallah we will accept and we will make amal, we make this intention to practice upon these sayings and teachings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To know more about this, it's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to please stay tuned with Madani Channel right from now till the end of today's episode and program, inshallah. A very, very enlightening and beautiful incident that I would like to share with the viewers, inshallah, Zawajal, with relation to the blessings of salawat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, it has been mentioned in a book called Aabe Kawthar that once a beggar had approached some non-believers with relation to some sort of help that he required from them, and those people did not desire to give that beggar anything. Rather, they diverted his attention to the one and only personality, who is of course the son-in-law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom the son returned back to its position for him to perform his namazi asr, the one who is the father of Hasnain Karimain, رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين, and the beloved husband of Sayyidatina Fatima al-Zahra رضي الله تعالى عنها. So they told this beggar that, why do you ask from us and not from that personality who will definitely not send you empty-handed? They said this with the intention of making a joke out of the fact that Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه lived a very simple life, and he would not have anything to give to this beggar, and therefore when he would not be able to give him anything, we will laugh at him. So they sent this beggar. This beggar went and begged before Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had noticed that this person had not come on his own accord, rather he was sent by those non-believers who are waiting to laugh when I would not be able to give this person anything. So therefore He said to this beggar, open your palm. After he had opened his hand, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had recited Tareed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blew into the palms of the beggar. After making dumb, he advised him to close his chest and only open it in front of those non-believers. This beggar goes, and they were already laughing and saying that merely by blowing nothing happens. But when this beggar had opened his hand before those non-believers, there was a golden coin in his empty hand. His hands, which were apparently empty, has now they are seeing a golden coin in his palm. And when they see that this guy has a golden coin in his hand, many of those non-believers, seeing the karamat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, instantly embraced Islam. Subhanallah, what an amazing karamat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full reward and thawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of both worlds, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. May we always recite Durood and abundantly upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever feel shy and never feel lazy to do so. It is the order of Allah azza wa jal in the glorious Quran Pak. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Here Allah azza wa jal has commanded the believers that indeed Allah azza wa jal and his angels send durood and salams upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, O you who believe, you as well recite Durood-e Paak. Momino padhte raho tum, apne aqa par durood, hai farishton ka wazifa, as-salatu was-salam. To chale inshallah azza wa jal, salatu was-salam ka nazrana pesh karte hain, muhabbat ke saath padhte hain.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, salawatullah alayka, salawatullah alayka, Habibi Sayyidi Ya Rasool Allah, Aqa kya kahu, kitne haseen ho, badh ke Yusuf se kahin ho. अरे हुस्न में यकता तुम ही हो सानी रखते ही नहीं हो या नबी सलाम अलैका या रसूल सलाम Ya Habib Salam Alayka Salawatullah Alayka Salawatullah Alayka Habibi Sayyidi Ya جانی کے وقت آنا کلمہ طیب پڑھانا آقا جانی کے وقت آنا کلمہ طیب پڑھانا اور چہرے اپنے دامن میں چھپانا یا نبی سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ یا حبیب سلام علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ آقا رحمتوں کے تاج والے دو جہاں کے راج والے اور عرش کی معراج والے آسیوں کے لاج والے یا نبی سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ یا حبیب سلام علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, after reciting durood and sending salams upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullah ta'ala ka ek likha hua kalam bhi sunte hain inshaallah. Maan bhi taza ho jayega, ishq bhi taza ho jayega inshaallah. Your love too will be refreshed and rejuvenated for the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bakht e khuftane mujhe روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا. ہائے ہائے ہائے,
بڑا پیارا کلام ہے. اٹس اے ویری ویری بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, کمپوزڈ اینڈ ریٹن بائی نن ادر دین دی بیلوڈ سن آف سیدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی لسننگ ٹو دس نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان لائٹن یور ہارٹ ود دس کلام, آفٹر وچ وی ول ریٹرن اینڈ دین لسن ٹو دی ٹیچنگز اینڈ سیئنگز آف سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
بخت خفتان مجھے روز پہ جانے نہ دیا, بخت خفتان مجھے روز پہ جانے نہ دیا, چشم دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا, آہ قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا, ہائے تقدیر کے طیبہ مجھے جانے نہ دیا, ہائے تقدیر کے طیبہ مجھے جانے نہ دیا, پکڑے ہوئے لے جاتے جو طیبہ مجھ کو, ہاتھ پکڑے ہوئے لے جاتے جو طیبہ مجھ کو, ساتھ اتنا بھی تو میرے رفقا نے نہ دیا ساتھ اتنا بھی تو میرے رفقا نے نہ دیا بجھانے نہ دیا تپش دل کو بڑھایا ہے بجھانے نہ دیا تیرا میرے دل سے سہن رکھا ہے اسے دل نے گمانے نہ دیا سہن رکھا ہے اسے دل نے گمانے نہ دیا بدکار نے دل پر یہ قیامت توڑی عمل نے کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا عمل نے کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا غزل کوئی پڑھو اے نوری بچتی تی غزل کوئی پڑھو ہے نوری رنگ اپنا ابھی جمنے شعرا نے ندیاں رنگ اپنا ابھی جمنے شعرا نے
بات ہے مدینے کی. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا. In one couplet he says, میرے اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا, میرے اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا, میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. اب کہاں جائے گا نقشہ تیرے میرے دل سے, اب کہاں جائے گا نقشہ تیرے میرے دل سے, تہ میں رکھا ہے اسے دل نے بھلانے نہ دیا. ہائے ہائے ہائے, کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, Urdu language has lot of beauty in it, and it's very very deep. Subhanallah, where were the image of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with relation to his beauty and his actions ever leave me? I have saved it in the depths of my heart, and my heart will never ever forget the image of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اب کہاں جائے گا نقشہ تیرے میرے دل سے, تہ نے رکھا ہے اسے دل نے بھلانے نہ دیا, بخت خفتہ نے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا. اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, you are watching the program called The Early Echo, and inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode and program we are speaking about the lion of Allah azza wa jal and his teachings and sayings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us through the wasila and sadaqah of this great personality who is known to be the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a great personality, dear viewers. Of course, he is the fourth khalifa in Islam. We are speaking about this personality who is filled with wisdom and hikmah. According to the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ana madinatul ilm, I am the city of knowledge. وَعَلِيٌ بَابُهَا. And Ali رضي الله عنه is the door to that city. Allahu Akbar. So now from here up, اسی حدیث سے ہم شروعات لیتے ہیں سمجھنے کے لیے کہ how much of wisdom and hikmah Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed to Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه, that he will solve huge cases and big problems. بڑے بڑے problems آپ کی خدمت میں پیش کیے جاتے تھے, بڑے بڑے issues ہوتے تھے, مسائل ہوتے تھے, آپ یوز کا حل فرمایا کرتے تھے. اینڈ دس از دا اسپیشل بلیسنگز آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو چلیں انشاءاللہ وی ول ناٹ ٹرائی اینڈ ایلیبریٹ ا لاٹ آن دیز پوائنٹس مینشنڈ بائی سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ, بٹ ویری کوئکلی انشاءاللہ عز و جل ایز وی گو الانگ دیئر اوور 72 سینگز آف سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ. اینڈ دس بک لیٹ از آلسو پریزنٹ in the in Maktabat al-Madina of Da'wat Islam inshallah. So if you desire inshallah, you can have this book also downloaded and picked up inshallah. You are most welcome, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, to go to the website of Da'wat Islami and have this. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, the first key saying is that more than the action itself, make arrangements for its acceptance. Even a small deed is performed with piety is a major thing, and how the action which is accepted be small. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we learn, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, that Allahu Akbar, we should not regard any deed to be a small deed. Ki isko karne se kya hoga? Allahu Akbar. Or any small gunah and sin to be a minor one, because that minor gunah and sin could land you in the hellfire. Whereas that small deed which you neglected due to ignorance or because of thinking that this is a small deed, you know, just by helping this poor person to cross the road, what am I going to earn? By feeding this thirsty dog some water and food, what am I going to earn? You don't know that minor deed of yours could land you and get you admitted into Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, kash you understand this. The next thing Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned on the day of Eid, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, every day in which we do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal is the day of Eid for us. That day which has passed in which a person has not disobeyed Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he freed himself of gunah and sins, he abstained from sins, that day is the day of Eid for us. Not the day of celebration only when a person then, of course, thinks that by using new clothes, by having a bath and changing and dressing up in beautiful clothes, intermingling with the families, having get-togethers and enjoying all day long, that is our celebration. But the celebration of the pious is that they regard that day, it could be any day in the month, any day in the week or in the year, that day is a Eid for them when they would not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of precautions they would take to abstain from gunas and sins. So this is the teaching of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that he said on the day of Eid, every day in which we do not disobey Allah azza wa jal is the day of Eid for us. Allah. And another thing he says, I remain very fearful of two things in regards to you. Speaking to the nation, speaking to his people, he says, I remain very fearful of two things with regards to you. Number one, following your desires and having long hopes. And this is one thing which you and I can never ever bring to an end. These long hopes that we have and these desires that we have within us, this long hope of future planning, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 40 years from now, what I'm intending to do and what are my achievements and my goals. We have no guarantee of what's going to happen in the next minute, but yet we plan our year. We want to be so perfect. We want to be so accurate with our studies, with our life. We want to have so much of perfection. And when imperfection is our asal, is our reality, then what happens, dear viewers in the Sir Madani channel, is that many people out there are then struck with calamities and adversities. They are in this, they are so anxious, they become depressed because they never achieved what they actually planned. Many of them then end their lives by committing suicide. I had very high expectation for my examination, and when the results came swap, the person then jumped from the building. He is found jumping from high-story buildings, he's found hanging himself, he's found cutting his wrist. Why? Because expectation is there from every one of us. So this desires of us and this long hope. He says, I fear two things from you. Number one, desires, long hope. Another saying of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the one who thinks that he will enter paradise without adopting righteous deeds, he is a victim of false hope. Allahu Akbar, he is a victim of false hope, because one cannot sow the seeds of evil deeds and expect to reap the blessings of Jannah. You cannot commit crime and expect to have the status of the pious, right? It doesn't make sense, dear viewers. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has once again corrected our nafs and our desires, and he says, the misfortune of sins causes laziness in worship and shortage in sustenance. And this is so true. Allahu Akbar. The misfortune of sins causes laziness. We are so committed into this world and for this world, for the planning of this world, for the comfort of this dunya. The amount of gunah, the amount of sins that we commit in this dunya, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, causes us to become neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not remember Allah Azza wa Jal. We forget Him. It's about the money, it's about the wealth, it's about the luxuries, it's about the comfort. It's about chasing this dunya day and night. We have one mission from the morning till the evening. Accept this reality. It's a bitter bullet, but it's bitter on it. Look at our routine from morning to evening. How much of happiness do we give the family? And we say, no, but I'm working very hard for you. I'm working hard for my children, working hard for my family. But dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. What is our condition? We missed our salah for this money. we must our fasting for this money. We must, and we deceive or we violate the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the comfort of this dunya. We cheat and we lie to people to attain status in this dunya. We slaughter each another. We backbite and we fight and cheat with each another. And then what happens? A person becomes lazy in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Becomes lazy in fulfilling the rights of Allah azza wa jalla. Furthermore, what happens, dear viewers? And when a person becomes lazy in ibadat, they say, I'm trying to read my salah. Main koshish karta hu na, koshish karta hu, but I'm unable to do so. At least I read 4 salah a day. At least I try to read my asr and maghrib when I'm back home from work. So it's like a favor a person does. And then what happens is that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says the effect of that misfortune of sin, whether whatever guna he commits, will impact on his sustenance, on his rozi. He will find no barakah and blessings in his life. So shortage in sustenance is what he will see. A person deprives himself of halal sustenance by displaying impatience. Yet he does not gain more than what is distant for him. Allahu Akbar. How besabr we become. We become so impatient when we want to achieve our goals in life. You know, we become so impatient. We have no sabr to attain and receive certain goals in life. And because of this, dear viewers, we realize that that anxiety that we went through, that stress levels we have taken to achieve and attain that goal, either way was going to come, because what's distant to you will still come irrespective of you stressing or crying for it. If it's meant to come to you, it will come to you. And what's written for you in your taqdeer, no one in the world can stop that. And what's not written in your destiny, you can do whatever you want in this world, it will never come to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Asal maqsad of our program, we want to touch the hearts of our viewers and we want to bring that reality. Let's not fake things up. Let's not make things up. Let's speak about that which is fact and reality, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. You and I have just one maqsad in this world, and that is to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to please our Rabb Allah azza wa jalla. Together with that, because we are in this world, there are comfort which is attached to us. There are desires which is also within us. And we want to do things which will give us comfort in this world. But who says that to attain that comfort, to attain that luxury, one has to become neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where I'm trying to draw your mind through the teachings of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Listen to this amazing saying. He says, the hardship after which one will gain paradise is not a hardship. After which one gains paradise is not a hardship, and the comfort after which one will receive hell is not comfort. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So for the comfort of the dunya, when we forget Allah Azza wa Jal, then the destiny of such a person is that he will be punished for it. And the person who of course will then go through hardships in this dunya to attain Jannah, honestly speaking, then you see the pleasures of Jannah, and then you will realize what I have done in this world to attain Jannah is too little, because Jannah is so great. Allahu Akbar. It is something that you have never imagined. No eye has ever seen, no heart has ever perceived. It is something really out of this world, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and ability to work very, very hard for this, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We have a little package for the viewers out there, inshallah. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah.
Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, would not miss any opportunity of calling people towards righteousness. Even when walking or traveling, they would convey the call to righteousness. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Bashar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, Fasawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and I were going to Syria when a person suddenly came and said, having salam to us, O Abu Yusuf, give me some advice. Listening to this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wept and then said, conveying the call to righteousness, O brother, The frequent coming and going of days and nights indicate that your body is weakening, your age is ending, and your death is fast approaching. Oh my brother, you must not be satisfied unless you have known for sure that you would have a good end. Never get heedless, because you do not know whether you would enter paradise or hell, and whether Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you because of His mercy and bounty, or is displeased with you because of your sins and heedlessness. O feeble man, do not forget what you actually are. You were an impure droplet in the beginning and would be a rotten corpse in the end. If you are unable to realize the depth of my advice now, you will soon realize that when you're buried in your grave, where you will feel shame, but it will be of no use. Saying this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became silent and began to weep. Overcome with emotion, the person seeking advice also began to cry. The narrator goes on to say that both of them wept so much that they became unconscious. Seeing this, the narrator also wept. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. MashaAllah, marhaba. For now, inshallah, let's welcome our respected and honorable Maulana Nushar Sahib back in our program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
All Sahaba ikram are our guiding stars. They are our shining stars. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, if only we get back to learning about their seerah, about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of the Quran, we will be able to think a little bit more clearly. What has happened today is, for many of us, we have been distracted, and our mind, our attention has been diverted from what our purpose is, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to prepare for the grave and the hereafter as well. You know, they say that if you control the sources of knowledge, then you can actually fashion a human robot. So for example, if a person is going through the schooling system of primary level, secondary level, reach tertiary level in the college, in the university, and all these sources are controlled by a selected few, the knowledge of it, then you can actually indoctrinate the person. You can fashion a person's mind. You mentioned earlier that, you know, there are so many cases where Muslims, young Muslims in particular, they contemplate on suicide, that they have these long hopes, they have depression, they have so many different worries. If only we get back, if only, and you know, it starts with the mindset. What we would call in Dawud Islami terminology as Madani Zahin, an Islamic mindset. But if a person changes their mindset, they change everything. That is where it begins, actually. So a person needs to realize, we need to realize.
Yes, Mahasab, 100% right, Mahasab. This thought and the feeling that comes to the mind of a person with relation to committing suicide is all from shaitan. Youngsters have ended their lives for simple and trivial matters. You know, it's really astonishing to see how people will just end their lives without even thinking what's going to happen to their parents and to their family members. There are husbands out there who have even ended their lives. So the shaitani waswasas is something that we should get rid of, and you know, we should focus on that which Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have commanded us to do. Mu'asab, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given a lot of health tips as well, and I want the viewers out there to even hear and listen to the health tips which Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had given, which is really, really amazing. Mu'asab, baby, you can also add some Madani pearl to this. He says, the one who begins eating with salt, Allah Almighty will remove 70 diseases from that person. So that is to say, have a nick of salt on your tongue, right, before you eat your food. So 70 diseases will be removed from that person. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the one who eats 7 ajwa dates daily, his stomach elements will come to an end. Subhanallah. So there are some things with relation to health as well. Mu'asa, what you would like to add to this?
Of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the teacher of Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And these kind of things anybody can do. doesn't matter if a person is wealthy or a person is financially poor. Anybody and everybody can do these things to get these benefits. So this is one of the great beauties of Islam, that whatever is taught is very practical, is very simple, that the masses can actually apply it and implement it in their lives. From small to old, from rich to poor, it doesn't matter. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, if only we get back to learning these teachings. Okay, some people may see that, you know, we are in this rat race and we are so busy with work on one side, with family on one side, maybe with studies on the other side, and you know, but we have to make time, because what really matters is, you know, preparing for the great and the hereafter. This is what really matters, actually. And I
used
to realize, subhanAllah, this beautiful gatherings of Dawud Islam.
MashaAllah.
If you in it, then you only realize that, you know, subhanAllah, is a constant reminder on following the teachings of the Quran. It's a constant reminder in following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and preparing for the inevitable, which is
Jee Mawsab. MashaAllah, Mawsab, please, we also have a request for Mawsab, inshallah. I'm going to ask this. Sometimes, you know, there are children out there, there are students out there who are writing exams at this moment, inshallah. We will ask Mawsab to please give us some wazifa to recite for strong memory. Sometimes, you know, Mawsab, the memories are very weak in this day and age. People intend to forget very fast. So what can one do to strengthen his memory, to sharpen his memory, Mawsab?
As mentioned, very simple, a very technical and easy wazifa that any person can recite for strengthening of the memory. But before I mention that, students out there, if they are listening, and when they are going to their school or college, wherever they are writing the examinations, then on their way, they should recite 20 times, Ya Nafi'ul, Ya Nafi'ul, Ya Nafi'ul. Keep in mind, there is an Ayn at the end. Ya Nafi'ul 20 times, but Al-Nabi, Guru to pass once before and after. Correct? And for strengthening of something very beautiful. And after every Fard Salah, when a person has completed their Fard Salah, they must place their right hand on their forehead. And then recite the Rudi Path 1. Then 11 times, Ya Fawidu, Ya Fawidu, Ya Fawidu. There's a pause here, so we should pronounce it with a full mark. Ya Fawidu. And then the Rudi Path again. This is excellent for strengthening the path of the memory. And Alhamdulillah, of course, the person establishes the
Masha'Allah.
The person reads more often as we are getting the weekly risala or the weekly booklet. This is all about getting back in touch with the books and reading. And reading actually helps strengthen the person's memory. Read the translation of the Quran from Tanjim Iman and the tafsir and explanation from Sirat al-Jinan, Bazaar al-Ikhwan, Ulum al-Ikhwan as well. So these are ways where we can boost our own memory without even taking tablets. Maybe in some cases a person may need medical advice regarding the memory for some meds.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Mawsab, have you been to Syria, by the way?
So many awliya Allah are buried there, so many Sahaba ikrams, Allah, beautiful place to be.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Mawsab, Alhamdulillah. Syria is a wonderful place, and of course, a place of awliya Allahs and Salihid, and such pious predecessors are there in Syria, inshallah. We will now, inshallah, Mawsab, recite one or two couplets of our request, which I think Hasnain Mia, Hasnain Bhai, who just called in, requested for this Naat, we khud kiye dete hain. To husool barkat ke liye, we are almost at the end of today's program. We have our respected guest with us also, Mulana Nushad Sahib, mashallah, who shared such amazing pearls of wisdom with us as well. So let's recite this kalam. Iske do sher sunte hain, milke padhte hain.
Be khud kiye dete hain, be khud kiye dete hain, andaaz hi jaba. Hello. آگ لگائی تھی تم سامنے آ جانا آ دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جلوہ جانانا پینے کو تو پی لوں گا پر عرض ذرا سی ہے اور بغداد کا میں خانہ عادل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جلوہ جانانا عادل میں تجھے رکھ لوں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مولانا نوشاد صاحب ماشاءاللہ, you are with us in this program. From the depths of our heart, we thank you for being part and parcel of this program. And alhamdulillah for sharing your words of wisdom with us. Mohsab, any parting sentences, any parting words in a few seconds from you, inshallah?
This beautiful Madani movement of Dawood Islami. And I'm telling you, you will see practical, positive changes in your life. Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem was taught this this mindset by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that today is the day of action, a very famous quote. And tomorrow is the day of accountability and not action. Whilst we have the chance, whilst we have the energy, we have the breath, now is the time to learn the deen, practice the deen for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spread it far and wide as well.
Jazakallah Mohsab for being part and parcel of this program. We are really appreciative of your time that you have given us. And this was our respected Mawlana Nawshad Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. جزاكم الله خيرا. MashaAllah. And we say shukran to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel who have been part and parcel of this program. Stay good, be good, do good. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.